PUSLINCH. Several questions remain unanswered following changes at the Pislinch Fire and Rescue Service last week. According to a statement from Pislinch Interim Sao Curtinay Hoyt Fox, the township saw a number of departures from its volunteer fire department over the last week. When asked why, Hoyt Fox said the township cannot comment on specific personnel or employment matters. They also didn't confirm how many firefighters resigned and/or were fired. This follows online rumors alleging several people had resigned from the township's volunteer fire department after a member/members were fired. There is no immediate impact on emergency response and these vacancies will be filled in due course, said Hoyt Fox. When contacted by Allura Fergus today, the former Deputy Fire Chief Brad Churchill said he was unable to comment on the situation. His LinkedIn profile shows his position as the township's Deputy Fire Chief ended in February 2025. Two positions are currently listed on the township's website, Deputy Fire Chief of Operations and Training, and Assistant Deputy Fire Chief of Prevention and Public Education. Both job descriptions say the positions were created as the fire department is taking essential steps to align its operations with the increasing demands of the community to ensure they are positioned to deliver efficient and effective services. The newly created Deputy Fire Chief of Operations and Training position is a key component of our long-term vision for the fire department's continued growth and success, enabling us to meet future challenges while maintaining the high standards of service that our community deserves, said one of the job descriptions. While unable to comment on the situation, Fire Chief Jamie McNeil did confirm there are currently 25 volunteer firefighters on the force, including himself. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.